Student's Book, Unit 10, Lesson 3, Exercise 3. Listen again and answer the questions.
Really incredible, isn't it?
Welcome, everyone, to the Philae Temple Complex. This is one of the most important sites in the region and one of the most popular tourist sites near Aswan. In Greek and Roman times, visitors would come in large numbers to see the mysterious Isis, the goddess of healing. Of course, the original location for the temples was Philae Island, but during the building of the Aswan High Dam, the temples disappeared underwater. To save the temple, the blocks were transferred block by block here to Agilika Island. Okay, so let's go. Follow me and please feel free to ask any questions as we go. So, we start our tour at the entrance to the main temple. This beautiful gate, or first pylon, is around 18 meters high. Many visitors pass through it quickly, but it's well worth taking your time to admire the elaborate details carved into the stone. Moving through the gateway, we come to the temple's east courtyard. On either side, you'll see structures supported by beautiful columns. The building ahead, on the western side of the courtyard, is the birth house, or Mamisi, dedicated to Hathor, in honour of the birth of her son, Horus. If you look carefully on the walls over here, you'll see scenes from Horus's childhood. Let's continue into the Temple of Isis. You can make out, on the wall just here, the famous scene showing the god of the Nile, with a snake wrapped around his body. Let's move over to the west side. We're going to go through the door there, which leads out of the temple to arrive at Hadrian's Gate. On the right here are the remains of the rooms where the temple priests and guards would live. Okay, follow me. We're moving now to the east of the Temple of Isis, to the little Temple of Hathor, which has some of the best preserved parts of the temple. Next, we're going to walk southeast of the Temple of Hathor. On the bank of the river is the picturesque little kiosk of Trajan, which was a favourite subject of painters and photographers in the 19th century. But let's stop and take a coffee break.
Yes.